Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, Broadus, let's turn our attention to the acquisitions that the Cowboys have made. We mentioned they lose Jordan Lewis. They lose Chauncey Golston. They also obviously lost Zach Martin and Chuma Adoga. Those are really the losses there. But then they go ahead and on day one, they wait till late in the day, and then they agree to a deal, a one-year, $3 million deal with Broncos running back Javonte Williams. I guess that means Rico is going to end up elsewhere. As of us recording this, he is not signed anywhere yet, but he will certainly command more than what the Cowboys had to give up for Javonte Williams. 1 year, $3 million. What do you see with this guy?
Yeah, with Williams, you know, there's coming out of college, I know on my board of my stack, I believe I had him at player 44. When I talk about my stack, from 1 to 150, he was player 42 on my board. Really liked him coming out of North Carolina, an explosive player. Kind of been dealing with some injuries and stuff like that. But where he, you know, Denver, I didn't think ran the ball particularly well. When I watched the tape, it seemed like as a team, they were struggling to run the football. And, you know, that's, you know, Sean Payton's got to clearly look at that going forward for the Broncos. But the thing with Williams, though, is I think he's a straight line runner. And I mean, straight line is not much wiggle to his game. Hand him the ball, let him find the hole, go forward. That's, you know, there's some power to his game. Where he could really, really help you is catching the football. He is exceptional out of the backfield catching the football. Whether you put him, swing it to him, wheel it to him, throw it underneath to him, screen it to him. He is exceptional at catching the football. And that's a real strength. And another area he's very, very good at is as a blitz pickup guy or as an extra pass protector. He seems to have a really good understanding of where to fit, where he needs to be, whether he's a chip guy, a help guy. He doesn't get in the way of the blockers. Sometimes you worry about guys, these running backs, they get in the way of the blockers, the tackle, and then all of a sudden they miss the guy because they're both kind of knocked around a little bit. But see, this is where I think that he could really, really help the team in those two areas. You know, short yardage toughness, but also, though, his ability to catch the football and be a blitz pickup guy. So in that regard, that's kind of what you're going to get with this player.
Yeah, the metrics, I mean, he's not the type of guy you really want to be handing the ball off to very often. But it sounds like a third down back on the super cheap. They're hoping that an additional season removed from knee injuries can help him to get back to a little bit more of his explosive nature. We know Shoddy likes to throw to the running backs in the passing game. And obviously extreme value when you can be a guy that can be a good pass protector at the running back position. So in no way do you want him to be your starter. And in no way do you want to be handing the ball off to this guy more than, I guess, a couple of times per game. But as a third down back, I think there's going to be some quality there.
I wonder what that means for Hunter Lipke. You know, Hunter Lipke was kind of getting into that role of being the guy they brought in for a bigger body for the blitz pickup. Didn't really throw him the ball a ton. But I wonder if they have a different idea for what they want to do with Hunter Lipke. You know, with this new staff.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And what are they going to do from just a bell cow standpoint? Because Javonte Williams is not that.
No, he's not that at all. I was thinking because Hunter Lipke was taking some third down role work. So I wonder if they just don't see Hunter Lipke as a third down guy anymore. You know, that's kind of where I was going there. But you're absolutely right. They're going to have to address this through the draft, and the draft will give you the opportunity to pair him with somebody that has more explosiveness, you know, more yards per carry, more elusiveness, those types of things.
Yeah. You still need a true starter at the position because, I mean, when you go through all these acquisitions, all of these guys are pretty much backup type players. They're rotational role type players. And it starts there with Javonte Williams. So looking forward to seeing how the Cowboys address the starting running back role once we get into the draft. But then Broaddus, they go and agree to a deal with former Dolphins offensive lineman. He's kind of a swing guard, but he spent all of last season playing right guard. He's Robert Jones, 1 year, $4.5 million. What do you see with this player?
Yeah, with Robert Jones, and now you have to kind of compare, is Robert Jones an upgrade over Brock Hoffman and TJ Bass? I think there's a lot of similarities with these three players particularly. I think you kind of get a little bit of that physicality with these guys. The thing that I don't understand with Jones is he's a 334-pound guy, and he's got really good length inside, and I mean length with the arm length. To be able to keep rushers off his body, it's a problem for him. For somebody that's kind of that plays with an element of physicality, he's not this guy that can hold off these rushers. And when he gets in trouble, his feet stop. And when his feet stop, then he doesn't use his length to be able to keep that guy across from him at bay. And it's an interesting signing from the fact that I don't see if Dallas is into running the zone schemes and stuff like that. Great. That fine for this guy. But if you're talking about pin and pull, second level blocks, pulling guys and stuff, this is an odd fit. This is a really odd fit for this guy. And so, I feel like you've kind of signed the same guy. What you got is a guy, as you mentioned, it's got some flexibility. You know, I've seen him play on the left side. You're like, hey, Brian, you know, I follow the Dolphins. You've told me this. He's played some right side stuff. And, you know, I've only seen him on the left side. So I was kind of curious. I'm like, is this guy always, you know, sometimes when you have to play one or the other, it can mess you up. We've talked about like guys like even on this team, the guys like a Brock Hoffman or TJ Bass, he's better on the left side than he is on the right side. You know, you don't want to move him, that kind of thing. So he's going to compete as the right guard here. And how they use him, like I say, I'm a little concerned about anything to do with second level blocks, potential pin and pulls, where he's involved as the puller. And maybe even some, you know, maybe a better player when it comes to the cutoffs, the reach blocks, when it's along the line of scrimmage. Anything that he has to extend could be a problem. So there'll be some competition there for that position. And I think he's very, very similar to what they have. And maybe the guys that are here are a little bit ahead of him. I think Jones' advantage is he has experience.
Yes. Yeah. And I misspoke. He spent all of last season on the left side.
Left side, right.
The Dolphins, but he has played on the right side in the past. So
he has.
And he dealt with some injuries last year. He played through it. But just listening to some Dolphins beat writers and stuff, they said like, yeah, he struggled last year because he was fighting through some injuries. So hopefully he can get better from that. And I think we all have optimism with this coaching staff, Clayton Adams, Connor Riley. We've talked about it plenty.
Right.
These guys getting the most out of their linemen. Yes. So, and having a track record of that. So obviously those guys see something in Robert Jones that they feel like they can get something out of. But this is definitely not a surefire Zach Martin replacement.
No. And I was just curious, and I'd love to ask somebody what the situation was with Will Hernandez. You know, was Will Hernandez, you know, who was at Arizona, you know, and was with Clayton Adams. And you wonder if did, you know, where we've seen maybe Matt Eberflus and Coach Cotton, White Cotton step up and say, hey, listen, hey, this guy would be pretty good to have. You know, it seems like are the offensive coaches not as aggressive when it comes to pointing out guys? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, maybe because I felt, and we always do this all the time in our line of work, we connect dots. But Clayton Adams got something out of Will Hernandez because he was a bust with the New York Giants. He was an absolute bust. And so you wonder, was there something that he didn't like about the player, or was the money too much? I wonder if you could have got a Will Hernandez for a similar payday than what you got with Jones.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I'm obviously Clayton Adams, coming from the Cardinals, will have a better perspective on Will Hernandez than anyone. But
absolutely,
I was kind of hoping that would be the veteran guard that they brought in.
More of an
obvious, like, this is a guy who's here to start. Whereas Robert Jones is just another guy to throw in the mix, and maybe he unseats Hoffman or Bass. But there's definitely no guarantees on that front.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Right.
Okay, so let's get to the next acquisition for the Cowboys. We mentioned it earlier, a guy to back up Osa at the three tech spot and has some versatility up and down the line of scrimmage defensively. He comes from the Jets. Solomon Thomas, local legend, played at Coppell. He was the third overall pick in the draft some years ago. Hasn't lived up to that. That is for dang sure. He's certainly a quality human being, locker room presence, that kind of deal. Has the relationship with new Cowboys defensive line coach Aaron Whitecotton from the Jets, as you mentioned. But you've studied him. What do you see with Solomon Thomas?
Yeah, I really like. Of all the signings so far, I really like the Solomon Thomas one. And I like it for the element of, I think you get a player that comes off the ball quickly. I think he gets, you know, he plays on the offensive side of the line of scrimmage. You could kind of move him around. He could play tackle. He could play edge a little bit like what you have with what you had with Chauncey Golston. I like the fact that, to me, I think you got a guy that plays the run well. He's got the quickness. He's got a little bit of a burst, the first step quickness, his ability to tackle. I think the way he chases, the effort's outstanding. You know, if you're looking for a guy that is going to actually give Osa a break, Solomon Thomas is a really a nice get, in my opinion, just watching his tape, watching him against his division opponents, Miami, watching him against Buffalo, watching him against, you know, other teams. I mean, he did a really, really nice job of playing, like I say, on the opponent's side of the line of scrimmage. You know, he's one of those guys. He's extremely smart. He doesn't get fooled on plays. I like him, and I like him as a possibility with him and Osa both being on the field in some nickel pass rush situations, maybe even working with him with Micah Parsons on some twist game stunts, which he is really, really good at.
Well, that's super encouraging. I love that you went in there, you watched the tape, and that is a much better reflection than some of the metrics. I mean, some of the metrics on him aren't overly encouraging. But you watching the film and seeing something a little bit different there.
Yeah.
You can never have enough bodies on the defensive line. And he's a guy that has, you know, he's played plenty of snaps. He knows what he's doing. So I'm glad to hear that the film tells a better story than what some of the metrics do.
Sure does. Film's better.
And then finally here, the last acquisition to date is going to be a former Saints first round pick edge rusher, Peyton Turner, 1 year, $3 million deal, $2 million guaranteed from the Saints. Like I said, he was a first round pick. I know he's been injured quite a bit. He's an athletic freak, 6'5" and a half. He's got the longest arms you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I mean, just a super, super athletic guy, but the production hasn't quite been there.
No, and you know what? The athletic ability doesn't always show up with this player. You mentioned the injuries, but watching him play, and he's a guy that you have to really, really dig in on. So there was, I took my games, I said, every time he's on the field for the whole season, and I just watched him snap after snap after snap. You mentioned the length. He is really good at controlling the line of scrimmage. The blockers and stuff. He is not a twitchy guy by any means. One of his best pass rushes was in the Atlanta game early in the season, where he was able to capture the corner and through his length, able to kind of reach back. Kirk Cousins was trying to slide forward in the pocket. He slapped the ball out of Kirk Cousins' hands as he's sliding forward in the pocket, all because of the length. But he's not a twitchy win the edge guy. He's going to be more of a run player. He's going to be physical at the point of attack. He can reduce down to play some tackle if you need him to do that and kind of give guards some problems, you know, holding up blocks and stuff like that. But he is a much better run defender than he is a pass rusher. There's times, like I said, in the Atlanta game where it flashes at you, but this is not a get up the field, dip the shoulder, and flatten to the quarterback kind of guy. This is a play with technique, play with hands, but the athletic ability occasionally shows up. But there's some stiffness to his game as a pass rusher, but as a run defender, I think that's where he's going to help you the most.
All right, you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.